Let's welcome Dr. Leah this morning. It's Dr. Leah McNeil's day.
And she's got a deal for you.
Good morning, Dr. Leah. What's our tip today?
Good morning. Last week I spoke about allergies, or actually some things that can help allergies.
Right.
This week, though, I wanted to mention, how do you find out what allergies you have? Because some people know when they're reacting right away to something.
I have to tell you something quickly, Dr. Leah. When you left, you were at the Northwest Woman Show. You talked for an hour.
And you had
a full audience.
Everybody was engaged.
But I have to tell you, so you were gone. I went into the restroom, and this lady comes up to me, and she said, "Are you a doctor?" And I said, "Well, no," because she was sitting there. So I guess because I was interacting with you, she thought I was a doctor. She had been suffering from allergies, just like you're talking about, to the extent where she literally couldn't do anything. And she'd been to doctor after doctor after doctor, not to a naturopathic doctor.
Oh.
And they just said to her, "Well, basically, I'm sorry, that's just what's going to have
to
be."
To live with it.
So I told her, of course, she had to call you. And this is why this is so interesting. Now you're going to talk about, because she really wasn't sure what she was allergic to. So I said to her, "Well, go off gluten first."
Right.
You know,
maybe you are a doctor.
Yeah, maybe. In another life, I was a doctor. So I thought that was interesting. So go ahead and tell us your tip.
Well, a lot of allergies can be tested on the skin, or, you know, that's the classic way. But that usually just tests one type of antigen in your body. Antigens are things that react to foods or to allergens, basically. So blood work has been found to be more effective because it can test two to three antigens. And there's like four main ones in our body that react. So there's some blood testing that I do that looks at three, and it checks 96 foods. It checks 64 inhalants, which is like tree pollens, cats, dogs, dust mites, you know, the things that we breathe in.
Right.
And it gives a range of whether you have a low reaction or a very high reaction.
That's wonderful, because, you know, before I thought you had to go in and have that skin, you know, where they prick your skin.
Poke your skin, and
it's
horrible.
Remember those?
Who wants to do that? So one blood test.
And that is an immediate reaction. They're looking for how your skin is going to swell up.
Right. Oh.
And that's called an IgE reaction. Mm-hmm. That's immediate. That's when you get stung by a bee and you swell up, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
IgG is another antigen that causes a delayed reaction, meaning you eat it on Monday, you react on Tuesday, you know, that kind of thing. And then there's IgA, which is another type of antigen, and it can cause immune and other types of reactions in your body. So it's looking at several different layers of allergic reactions. And it can even, you know, sometimes people will say, "Well, I never eat oysters," and oysters has come up positive. And you don't have to eat it to be allergic to it. It's just like the first time you take an antibiotic that you're allergic to, you didn't know you were allergic to it before you took it.
Right.
You know, that kind of a thing. So it is pretty accurate. Nothing, of course, is 100% accurate, because there's one other antigen in our body we can't check, but it's a very small percentage of reactions. So I've gotten some pretty good results from testing people and then having them avoid their foods.
It was interesting talking to this woman, because she said she had no energy. I mean, being allergic to certain foods can just
drain
be
huge.
The end. It's huge.
And people think that it's just going to cause like sinus pressure infections, and it doesn't. A lot of times people won't have those symptoms, but they'll have fatigue, or they'll have hypothyroid, or they'll have you know, other things going on in their immune system that are causing problems. Of course, migraines and digestive problems are big part of allergy.
Well, that's, you know, an interesting, I did not know that migraines were allergy. Did you hear that, Rochelle, who has migraines?
I didn't know that.
Well, they can.
That's interesting.
Migraines, they don't know exactly what causes them. They know there's triggers for them.
Right.
I've even heard of migraines being called a disease, and that the symptoms are the allergy.
Right. It could be a food that's triggering the migraine. Actually, we have a young lady working with us right now that is young, and she's getting a migraine once a week, and you know it has to be something in her system. You can't, there's something wrong when you're getting, it's one thing to get one every, you know, 2 or 3 months. It's another to get one a week. And, you know, you hear about a lot of people, and they, and this is what most doctors say, oh, you're just stressed.
Right.
You know, I get so sick of that. It's like they blame stress for everything. And what you're saying is you can give us a blood test, a simple blood test that's going to tell us that there are certain foods maybe that could be causing this.
Exactly.
And that, you know, that's, it's, you know, you don't want to have to, like Rochelle's allergic to avocado. She'll like her throat or close. So you don't want to, you know, find out that way.
Right.
Know?
No, that's not the best way to do it.
So that's very good information, Dr. Leah.
Very.
And it's, you know, it is ultimately the hardest thing to get people to change is their diet.
It's true.
Like I can give somebody 15 pills if they really want that, but, and they'll probably feel better, but having somebody take dairy or egg or wheat or something out of their diet is very difficult.
Yeah, but it's, I think to me, if you say to me, I just don't get this, if you say to me, you're going to feel 100% better if you don't have dairy again. Okay. I mean, that would be enough for me. I mean, to test it, at least I would test it to see if I felt better.
And sometimes it takes a few weeks.
I was just going to say, you probably have to commit to it.
May not happen overnight.
Yeah,
right.
You have to commit to it probably for
Your whole body has to rid it.
Right.
Yeah, you have to get, you do have to get rid of the symptoms out of your body. And I had one patient years ago who was allergic to every bit of dairy, you know, the whey, the casein, the lactose,
everything. Right.
He ultimately had to avoid it for a year.
Well, you know, but then if you feel better, there's other alternatives. You know, you think about what people do with gluten. Now, today, there's so many foods without gluten. It's everywhere.
Oh, yes.
God, I mean, it's made it so easy. So, but anyway, though, this is great information, Dr. Leah. So why don't you go ahead and give out your information? This is good. If somebody's, you know, suffering from allergies, now you can get a blood test.
And you don't have to go in, like Pam said, for that scratch test. It's horrendous.
Rape your back up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and all my information is on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah. Have a good day.
Thanks. Talk to you later.